kind of like you call some of this food that we used to call in the Army, call it crap, I imagine.
Oh, no. But what about this thick, sour milk that a lot of people, a lot of
clabber.
Women, clabber milk? Yeah,
clabber.
What can you make out of that?
Well, you put sugar in it and stir it up and drink it.
Just like that?
Yeah.
Hold the bed.
And, yeah, that's sour cream. I don't know, they may call it sour cream.
Uh-huh.
They can make bread out of it. They put it in, make biscuits. Make biscuits with clabber.
You think you could make cottage cheese out of that?
I imagine you could. I would think you could. But we used to at home when the milk, it'll curdle and turns into, when it curdles it turns into clabber and take some of that thing out and it's solid almost. You put it in a glass and you put some sugar in there and stir it up and it tastes pretty good.
Yes. Well, what about this dish that you might have for dessert? Take fruit slices, maybe apple slices or peach slices, and cook it in a deep dish and have a crust on top.
Have a crust on top, shortcake.
What about, do people around here talk about cooking any kind of cobbler, like apple cobbler?
Well, peach cobbler. They make peach. Well, you just start out with some flour and like, just like you're going to make some bread, and roll it real thin, and put your peaches, put some in the bottom of the pan, and line the bottom of the pan, and line the sides of the pan, and then pour your peaches in it. And so far as apple goes, I don't know. I've never ever seen an apple cobbler. I know they're bound to have it. But they don't raise any apples around here at all. It'd all be peaches around here. Or it may raise strawberries. But then you've taken your a rolling pin and rolled it real thin, and then line the bottom of your pan and the side of the pan, and you put some on top and throw it in the stove and cook it a while, and you've got your cobbler.
What would you call something that you eat between meals? You say you're having a
snack.
Or say if you were eating some barbecue, you might pour some more barbecue
sauce.
Is there any difference between a sauce and a gravy to you?
Yes, there is. The sauce is stronger than the gravy. The gravy has got a lot of fats, melted fats off the meat, but the sauce doesn't. The sauce is like Worcester sauce or stuff out of a bottle, and that's a whole lot stronger. And when they cook barbecue, around here, they cook it here just about like they cook it over there in Alabama, I'm sure. It's southern style cooking. And you put your barbecue on along about 2 o'clock in the morning, put the coals underneath it and keep the coals burning. Not burning, but smoldering more than anything else, you're just smoking it, and it'll dry that meat out. Since you're drying it out, you got to put a little juice in it, so you take that sauce, or sop, as they call it, and it'll have an old long wire and a rag on the end of it, and they'll put it in that